Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord this morning. It's another day to be rejoicing, to be glad, to just honor the Lord of our salvation. God, we just praise you this morning. We just magnify your name. We lift you up. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We just adore you for all you are, for who you are, Jehovah Jireh. The list goes on and on. But most of this morning, we thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Good morning to all of you who are listening this morning live, or whether you will be listening to this by air archives this morning. I'm going to get myself together here. It's early, but the Lord has already spoken, and this should be a blessing to someone. It's in the atmosphere. Whatever is spoken this morning, whoever's listening, whoever's not listening, God is speaking loudly this morning. He just wants us to pray. He wants us to stay steadfast. We know many of the scripture, we know his word, we know his decrees, we know his promises, we know all of these things. And he is so good and faithful to bring everything to pass. So this morning I'd like to just share a scripture and then we're going to pray. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Well, I'll start on 13. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There are several conditions to this. First, we have to be humble. Next, we have to pray. We don't have to have fancy words, but we do have to pray. Seek his face. Many times we are seeking his hand. We're seeking him for material things. We're seeking him for things that even don't even pertain to his will. But if we would seek his face, that means him, just simply seek the Lord. Then we should turn away from our wicked ways. It's no need to pray if you're going to continuously do the same thing over and over. So you have to turn away. You have to repent. You can just not expect God to keep moving in your life if all you're doing is doing the same thing over and over. Next, he's going to hear from heaven, and he's going to forgive your sin. There's no sin that he's gonna just say, I can't forgive that. He's going to forgive your sin, but first you have to confess it. Next, he will heal your land. Your land could be sickness. Your land could be financial problems. It could be problems in your home, any type of problems you have, that's your land. He's going to heal it. So just remember, seek his face. In the book of Matthew says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of this righteousness and all things. He didn't say some, but he said all things will be added unto you. So if you seek him first, if you put him first in your life, then your prayer life will become something that God will honor. He will honor you for your simple prayer, for your elegant prayer, but just most of all, he will honor you just because you opened up your mouth and said some things to him in faith. Now, you can say a lot of things, but if you're not saying it by faith, it will not come to pass. The main thing is to remember, you have to believe those things that you are praying about. You cannot go to God with doubt. You cannot go to God with fear. You have to go boldly, not disrespectfully, but go boldly before the throne of grace. Go boldly and say, Lord, I believe you. I trust you with this prayer. I trust you with the answer. I know that you're going to manifest some great things. So this morning, we just thank God. We just thank God. I have one other scripture. Psalm 37 actually was going somewhere else, but let's just Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Yes, he will. He will give you the desires of your heart. But remember now, you got to seek him first, and you got to pray. Next verse, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently, wait patiently, wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. If you hope in the Lord, if you have faith in the Lord, these things will come to pass. Glory, hallelujah. Well, we just give God a praise for his already blessed word, and we just thank him in advance for the clarity and the understanding of the scripture. Now let us pray. I didn't receive any prayer requests. I will not call names if I'm given prayer requests unless you request me to. But in general, I know that there are a lot of bereaving families. There are a lot of people in need of many, many things. So if I don't call your name or your situation, just know that I'll be in prayer all day. It doesn't matter whether I'm on here or wherever I am. You are in my prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning saying thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us already this morning. We just adore you, God. We magnify you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we just come to you also to confess our sins, anything that we should have not done. Lord, we ask that you continue to lift us up in your forgiving heart, God. Touch our hearts and our minds so that we won't do those same sins again, Lord. But right now, just forgive us, as it says in your word, that you will forgive us for all of our sins. You died, your son Jesus died on the cross because he knew that we have sins. We know that without his dying on the cross, there would be no shedding of the blood, there would be no remission of sin. So thank you, Father God, for your son Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what he did way back on Calvary. Now, God, we ask that you look upon everyone in this world right now, God. Touch them, heal them, strengthen, deliver. Lord, somebody has financial situations right now. Lord, we know that you own the bank. We know that you own a cattle on a thousand hills. Lord, we thank you now, Lord, because we have seen your work before. We might have been to our last dime, Lord, but you have always brought us out. There is no good thing that you will withhold from us. So we thank you now, Lord, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for jobs and better employment and promotions. Lord, we believe you right now because someone is struggling right now. Someone is trying to make ends meet. And you said that you would never leave us or forsake us in any area of our life. So if it is financial needs right now, God, we know that you are working behind the scenes. Lord, for all those who have trouble in their homes, Lord, we ask that you restore marriages and relationships and relationships with their children and family and friends. God, restore, restore, restore right now in the name of Jesus. God, for all those who are sick in their body and in their mind, Lord, we know that we can send this word out into the airwaves and it will not return void because that's who you are, God. You're not a man who shall lie. God, we believe your promises, and you do want us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. God, we beseech you right now. So many are sick and falling away. Lord, we ask that you just step right on in and be a healer right now. Someone needs a miracle right now, God, in their body and in their minds. Do that for them right now, God. We believe you, God, so we seal that part of the prayer. Lord, we thank you now, Lord, for in general, just prayers in general, prayers of protection, Lord. We know that there's spiritual warfare. We know that there's physical warfare out there. Lord, send your angels. Dispatch them right now, God. Dispatch angels where they need to be. Lord, just minister to our souls. Just lift us up in our minds. Lord, let us have just a closer walk with you. Lord, we know that you, if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. So, Father God, those seeking salvation and even those who are not seeking salvation, Lord, we ask that you touch somebody's heart, that someone plants the seed, someone waters, and you give the increase because someone needs to be saved right now. They need to confess their sins, and they need to turn away from their wicked ways right now. Father God, oh, my God, we thank you now, Lord, for we know that this evil on this land, we know that are the last days, oh, my God, but we cry out to you. In a heart of compassion, Lord, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy all over this world, Lord. There's wars and there's rumors of wars. There's wickedness in high places, Lord, but you, only you can save us. Oh, God, we thank you now, Lord. We believe that you have heard from us this morning. Lord, we know that you are a prayer-answering God. We have seen it so many times. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord, for listening, God. We bless you, Lord, for answering, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. And we call these things done. We know that we shall be kept under your blood and that the enemy cannot harm us, for you have given us this charge. We beseech you now, we receive you now, we believe you now, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I pray that something that was said this morning will touch your heart and mind and that you will share this message with others. It may not have been the fanciest prayer, but God didn't, he didn't care. He gave me the words to say, and if anyone would like to be a guest, just let me know. I will increase time on the broadcast and give you time to speak on a certain subject or whatever we decide on. Also, I invite you on next Friday to participate or attend my types of prayer program. Well, I call it a service. I don't call it a program because I believe everything we do for the Lord should be service. But please contact me if you would like to be a participant. It would be in here in South Carolina if you're listening from somewhere else. But there's nothing too hard for God. If you can get here, I guarantee that God will bless you for it. But stay tuned for more details sometime during the week. And we just believe that God is already going to bless your day, that no matter what comes your way, you're still blessed. Never give up, no matter what it looks like. Keep the faith. Keep praying and watch him work. There's a miracle in your mouth. Good morning and have a great day.